This is Frank Skinner. This is Absolute Radio.
This is Frank Skinner on Absolute Radio with Emily Dean and Pierre Novelli. You can text the show on 81215. Follow us on X and Instagram at Frank on the Radio. Email via frank at absoluteradio.co.uk. forgive me. We were just talking about Eddie Shah's launch of the Today newspaper.
Those are the kind of hot news stories you'll be hearing this morning.
Exactly. And this, some of you will be too young for that.
Most of you. Four
of our listeners. Basically, this bloke bragged that he was going to put the first colour pictures in newspapers. It's a bit of a revolution, like the way the papers in Harry Potter have moving pictures. You know, it was kind of that kind of level of tech.
Yeah.
And when they came out, they were all blurred. All the colours were slightly not on top of each other. And I thought, I was looking inside for my 3D spectacles. Yeah. That's really what they looked like.
It really was.
Like a misprint in a comic book.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But when
I was a kid, they used to get those. The colours would be over the line in a comic book. And it was okay. It was part of the sort of thing. But in the newspaper, it made you feel sick in the mornings.
You could barely make these people out.
They never got over it.
Do you know what?
Became yesterday.
The problem is, Frank, he went too soon.
Did he? I heard that.
No, he went too soon with the launch.
Yeah.
Don't launch until you're ready.
No, exactly.
Okay.
Thank you, Adele. anyway, I've been out and about. I've had my hair cut this week.
I noticed, and I think it's actually successful.
I don't.
Why not?
It's a lovely haircut. It's not the one I asked for.
What did you ask for?
I said I'd like it really super short around the sides so you can see skin. I said, but I want the line. I want to see the line. I don't want. Don't fade it.
I want it.
And he said, yes. So then he started cutting. I said, don't forget the line. Will you? And he said, no, I know you want skin fade. I said, no, I don't want skin fade. I want like a distinct, noticeable line. I said, do you remember the mare in the Lorax? We had no idea what I was talking about. Anyway, so...
It would have been weird if he'd said, of course I do. How dare you patronise me?
We get people ask for that. While I was in there...
Can't you see him on the wall? He's one of the sample pictures.
Do you mean this mare?
Yeah, you see... If we still got the style file, I wouldn't have had this problem. I would have sat down and said, there it is, that one there.
Well, back in the day, you just went in, you took a picture of Lady Dying and said, make me look like that.
Well, the last time I went in, I actually showed him a picture of my previous haircut from a different barber, and it was slightly more successful.
Didn't you point at a poster of yourself?
I did once, yeah. I was in a while and they said, how do you want it cut? I said, you see that picture of me on the poster? I want it like it was then. Anyway, there are no posters of me near this barber. So he started chopping away, and then he got the scissors out, and I had the line. I was happy with the line. You know what I mean by the line? I want it to look like a farmhouse door when only the bottom half is open.
Yes.
That's what I want the side of my head to look like.
Or like you'd been very closely shaved while wearing a cap.
Yes, indeed. But anyway, then he started clipping away at the line. I said, you're not gonna fade it, are you? And he went, ha, ha. And then he completely faded it and I ended up with this. So I don't know what to do now.
What did he think he was doing?
He thought, I know what this hairstyle is. It's a skin fade. I know what people come in a lot for that.
Mm. Did he think maybe you were doing some sort of indirect irony thing where if you...
I think he could hear this voice saying, leave the line. But it was in the mix.
Do you think he was capable of producing the kind of haircut?
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, this is a nice haircut I've got. It's just not the one.
Nice.
It's not the one I asked for. No, he was totally capable. That was even more... You know, when you work with people who you think you could do it, if only you would listen.
You should go in with a tight hat next time. And then when he says, can you take the hat off, say no.
There was a moment... This is the worst thing. There was a moment during the haircut where I thought, that's it.
Yes.
That's what I want.
Yeah.
What about a crown?
I missed my stop.
Yeah.
Wear a crown, Frank, because then you give yourself a crown line.
Yeah, but then you might get into the top bit and I'd come out with a tonsure. It's very... I don't know what to do, whether to go back there with a drawing.
draw the line.
Drawing
on.
Of who? That's what worries me.
Well, just, you know, the
Cat
line.
File?
No, the mayor from the Lorax. Frank Skinner on
Absolute Radio. Regarding your haircut disaster,
yeah.
Will from Shropshire says you should have taken a photo of Heinrich Himmler.
Yeah.
And he's not wrong.
Yeah.
That's the
you don't get run over and they find a photo of Heinrich Himmler in your pocket. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Impossible to explain.
Yeah.
No,
I don't want massive 1 hour tribute on GB News to me that night.
And we didn't actually know he was one of us, but.
but he'll be missed. Yeah. I tell you what, I thought of a thing that he might. No, because it's no good going in and saying, I want a sort of James Joyce 1922.
Yeah.
I wondered if Peaky Blinders might have been an accessible.
Yes, why don't you take in a picture of that nice Killian, is it Killian Murphy?
Yes,
oh,
Killian,
yes.
Yeah.
Mm. Yes.
One of the Peaky Blinders has a really defined shave line, actually.
So do we call
the mustache
them?
Man.
When you just
yes.
said one of the Peaky Blinders, is that how we refer to them?
What's he called, Arthur or something?
Yes,
like?
Yeah. One of the cast. Of
what
the...
are the Peaky Blinders?
They're
what
a
do
gang.
They do? They're a gang.
Yeah, they're hoodlums.
Is it rude, the Peaky Blinders? Is it a Birmingham thing?
I'm going to be honest with you. I've never seen it.
Nor have I. Pierre?
I only watch dramas that my brother-in-law has written or there's aliens in. oh, that's it. Otherwise, I think I watch drama on the telly and think, well, I could look through the window and see this.
You live in a dramatic part of town, though.
No, but you know what I mean? If people going for realism, why? Yeah. That's... no, I don't want that.
What would you watch a very kitchen sink sort of drama, but there was an alien in?
Oh, yeah.
Just but the alien was part of it. The alien was sort of going, and doing washing up and stuff.
No, I think I could live with that. That's quite a nice
you see,
idea.
I'd watch more alien things if we saw more of their interior world.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
And it's about back to the haircut thing. And I'd love to hear from any, on 8.12.15, from any of our readers if they've done this. Do people still, because when I was in there, a woman came in with two kids when I was in the barber's, and she said, he said, what would you like? The kid got in the chair. She said, can he have a boy band cut?
Wow.
And I thought, that's a broad church.
Yeah.
Oh, are we talking bassist rollers?
And he said, I don't know what that is. What is that? And she said, you know, like a boy band cut. And then I heard her get some pictures on her phone. And he said, well, it's different with Korean hair.
Yeah.
And I thought, no, this is not going to work. But people used to go in and say, like, what? My brother would have gone in, my oldest, and said, can I have a Tony Curtis?
Mm.
After the Hollywood, and people would have known exactly what you wanted.
Well, back in my day, people would have said, can I have a Rachel from Friends?
Oh, yes, of course.
Yeah. You what you were getting, every hairdresser.
Yeah, so what do, is there any celebrities now that people go in and ask for that haircut?
Yeah, is there an iconic haircut celebrity?
Is there anyone listening who's got, every time they go, they say, yeah, can I have a Richard Madeley, please? Or whatever. I mean, not just that. That's a very, very refined phoned. But I'd love to know if people still ask. I didn't have the words. Frank Skinner on Absolute Radio. Yes, so have we...
We've heard from the people about haircuts.
Celebrity.
What have we heard?
Jonesy says, good morning, Frank, Emily and Pierre. First time contributor, long time admirer.
Oh, Jonesy. Do you think that's as played by Clive Don?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yes.
Regarding...
Does he say, don't panic?
And at the end of the sitcom every week, I'd be the wife and I'd say, oh, Jonesy.
Yeah. No, I'm on about Corporal Jones from that song.
Regarding haircuts, our local barber used to have black and white photographs around the walls. Our two young boys would always favour the, quote, businessman on phone.
Yeah, that'd be good.
It would be good to take a stock like Getty Images image and say this.
Well, I used
I want
to,
this.
Football managers always used to be photographed on the phone when I was a kid to show that they were busy.
We've also heard from 772, a.k.a. Nick. Hi, team. My wife got her hair cut yesterday and asked for a Laura Koonersberg.
Wow, that is a fabulously obscure. Do you know her? The news journalist, political journalist.
Well, she does the walking around. They've changed it all up now.
I know, they've gone trendy. I feel sorry for some of the people that they. Some of the people were had you know the desk covered a multitude of sins.
Do you know that
she's not one?
No, she looks.
And now suddenly they're out there exposed. It's a cruel. It's American news.
Is that what it is?
They make them stand up and they do that under lighting that makes them look slightly spectral.
Yes,
I can't watch it only because I have. I have sensory issues when I hear the clicking of the heels against. I can't bear that.
Yeah, you don't want to hear that. I remember the first time I went to a ballet, I was horrified that I could hear their feet on the stage.
Oh, yeah.
I thought, what's the point of being 5'8"? Have you got a clomp about the stage?
Nick continues, just FYI.
Nick continues is also a name I might use as my next stage name.
Nick continues... read the Laura Koonersberg.
Yeah.
It turned out to be a mistake. On his wife, I should say.
Okay.
He's not dismissing Laura's hair.
No,
I just don't think it worked out.
Oh, it didn't.
I'm afraid.
Yeah, well, that's it. You see, when you go in, like Tony Curtis is a phenomenally good-looking bloke. You're not going to look like him.
No.
Yeah, that's the terrible mistake. It'd be funny to hear some sassy. So, she thought she could pull off the Koonsberg.
Yeah.
So it became a sort of.
But I like. I remember that Rachel one from Friends, where the parting. You thought, well, where's the centre part? Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, you're following the hair thinking the centre part in a come up any minute. No, no. Oh, it's here, is it?
Oh, I had about 9 partings at one stage
with
my Rachel. And, yeah.
Did you add a Rachel as well?
How could you not have a Rachel?
Who were you
if you didn't have one?
I know, I had a Courtney Cox.
Oh, Frank.
When I was a kid, I didn't know what the numbers, you know, number 2, number 1, number 3, like with the razors.
Yes, yes.
I didn't know what that was. And the hairdresser just said some numbers to me. And I just went, yes. And she just ran a clipper down the middle of my bloody hair. Like I was being conscripted.
Oh, right.
I was 7 or 8 and she just went down the middle. And I just thought,
a bit like Moses at the Red Sea.
I looked in the mirror and I just thought, oh no.
Well, I remember the first time. I need to stop now.
Okay.
All right, stop shoving me.
I like this that we've left this on. I remember the first time.
Yeah.
I do,
but I'm not going to talk about that.
Okay.
Don't worry about that. No danger of that. Bombs dropping all around us. Frank Skinner on Absolute
Radio. Our readers have sent in some more celebrity haircuts.
Oh, yeah?
We have surely the Phil Foden. That fringe should be part of the flag. Does Phil Foden still have that?
Phil Foden, I felt sorry for, because when we went into the Euros, he had a Gaza peroxide blonde haircut in a tribute to when Gaza was in the Euros in 96, and then he didn't get picked in the team.
Is that why he had that haircut?
That was so cruel. If someone, it was World Book Day this week, you want to include the kids who have dressed up. Guess who my son went to World Book Day as this week?
Oh!
Remember, it's supposed to be characters from books.
Okay.
Yeah, this could be a tedious radio. Guessing games on the radio, not time, always I've, good.
He should have gone as Frank Skinner from the autobiography.
Yeah, it's hard. I'm not the sort of celebrity you can go to a fancy dress party as, I don't think.
Oh, I don't know. Purple suit, 2 dogs.
Although I was once introduced by Bob Monkhouse, and he said, Frank Skinner, a man who hasn't allowed success to go to his clothes.
Wow.
Let me tell you something. We'll come back to it, World Book Day. Last Saturday, me and Boz and my 11-year-old, we went to Kingston-on-Thames
to
a club called Prism.
Right.
And it was in the afternoon. And what it was
that doesn't sound depressing, a club in the afternoon.
I know, well, it was a bit weird. But, you know, I don't know if you've ever been in a nightclub in the daytime, but you get a nice look at the fixtures and fittings.
Oh, no. Was light filtering in through skylight?
No, they had, I tell you what they had that I really liked. They had mirror balls, a la Strictly, but they had the satin rings on them.
Oh.
Yeah, that looked great. I wouldn't mind one of those myself. Anyway, it was a Q&A with rock legends Judas Priest.
Oh, right.
And it was brilliant.
I couldn't have put together all the nouns in this story if you'd given me 100 years.
No,
we went to Prism in Kingston-upon-Thames to do a Q&A with Judas Priest.
Well, I wasn't actually. Ed Gamble actually was hosting it. He's a bit of a rock.
Lovely.
He's a rock head.
Yes.
And you know what? I think they had you at Priest as well, Frank.
Well, yes.
Something for all the family.
Of course,
that
it is. I mean, we're always told it comes from the Bob Dylan song.
Is that right?
Frankie Lee, the Ballad of Frankie Lee and Judas Priest, I think it's called.
Oh, okay.
Right. Yeah, I'm also, as you know, I love Bob Dylan, although I have a query about that, which I'll come to after this. The producer's shoving me again. The thing was, I saw these guys at Birmingham Town Hall in 1976, and now I'm sitting in a room talking to them, drinking Orangina. And I thought, these are the moments we live for. Ian Hill, who's a bass player, said, she had a match last night, because he's from West Bromwich. Yeah, it's just great.
It's not one of the Q&A questions.
No,
did you see the match last
We
night?
Had one of those conversations that only people from the Black Country could have, when you just say, R is basically yes.
Yeah.
So you say, yeah. We had one of those. Great. It was tremendous.
Frank Skinner. Absolute Radio.
Can we just a brief interlude here?
Yes.
With some celebrity haircut offerings.
Okay.
Nick Bryce, I go for the Andre Agassi.
Does he actually ask? Because he was bald, wasn't he, Andre?
Yes.
We've had a few Kojak, Patrick Stewart. You know.
Yeah, there used to be an old joke which no one will get, but I'll tell it quickly. Bloke goes into barbers and says, "Can I have a Tony Curtis haircut?" And the barber says, "Certainly." When the guy realises he's completely shaved his head, he said, "What are you doing? Do you not know who Tony Curtis is?" He said, "I should do. I saw him 4 times in The King and I." If you get that joke. Go to bed.
My own wonderful mum has texted.
Oh,
me,
yeah?
Well, she's texted me specifically.
Oh, I love Mrs. Novelli. Okay.
And she said, in my day, it was a Purdy haircut from the Avengers.
Oh, yes.
Purdy.
That was a great haircut.
Frank, do you want to explain?
A Purdy haircut was... Joanna Lumley was in the new Avengers, and she looked a bit like Henry V.
Yeah, so it was very Agincourt.
Yeah, but I remember I thought she was like the most beautiful woman on the planet, and then she let it grow out in Sapphire and Steel. And although I love that programme, she never looked as good as she did with that haircut.
It's a sort of bob, isn't it?
Oh, it's surreal, those extra.
It's much more of a page boy.
It's very Odds Bodkins.
It's a bit Joan of Arc as well.
Yes,
but
it is.
She looked amazing. It's only a haircut, it's not that lewd.
Good to go in with. Could I have the Joan of Arc, please?
Yeah.
Henry V, anything like that?
But the Turkish barber I go to, he uses fire to get rid of the hair in my ear, so that would be perfect for the Joan of Arc.
What if I went in with the Bayeux tapestry?
Yeah.
Do you see him there in the back?
Do you see that quite poorly realised figure there? Oh, my mistake, they're all poorly realised.
Yeah. I don't want him to embroider it.
No.
Frank,
I love the Bayeux tapestry, can I just say that?
Why?
I really like it. I went to it. They've got a facsimile in Reading.
Okay.
And I was in there for hours just wandering about looking at all the details.
Does the naivety appeal to you?
I don't think it's that naive, is it? I'd be happy if I could embroider like that.
The realisation does feel quite naive by modern standards.
Okay, but, you know, they were the paparazzi of their day. Mm. They were the sort of war photographers of their day. And doing it with a needle and cotton, you've got to be fast. Listen,
go on.
You want to have a guess at who Boz went on World Book Day?
Was it a Weasley?
It wasn't a Weasley. He's done Weasley before.
Too easy.
He's got the gingers.
Too easily.
Okay, I'm going for a... I might go for a Roald Dahl.
No,
was it a
very good.
Factory?
I don't, that good, good guesses, but I don't think you would have got it. It was Joey Ramone, who is in the book. Right. I slept with Joey Ramone. ... and his mother.
That's a lovely book.
It's written by his brother.
What? Oh, even better. Yeah.
So it's kind of okay.
This story just gets even nicer.
Yeah, but he was a brilliant Joey Ramone, I've got to say. I mean,
so
really.
What did he wear then? Was it
you know, the standard leather jacket,
lovely.
White T-shirt, and he had the wig and the little glass. I mean, it was great.
Oh.
Well, I think you can bet. I was listening to our breakfast show this week, and Dave Berry was... They were talking about what their kids were wearing that day, and he was saying it's important. What you see what's in the wardrobe, but then you base your choice sort of on that. I loved it. Walking to school with Joey Ramone. Come on.
New podcast.
Oh, I've got something else. Can I tell you one other thing about
Judas? I probably did, to be fair, at some point in my childhood.
I was talking to Rob Halford, who's the lead singer with... Judas Priest, and he said to me, "You're a legend, you are, Frank." And I said, "No, you're a legend." And then I thought, not often you hear two blokes debating whether they're legends or not. In the end, we just both accepted it.
This is Frank Skinner. This is Absolute Radio.
This is Frank Skinner on Absolute Radio with Emily Dean and Pierre Novelli. You can text the show on 8 12 15. Try it. Follow us on X and Instagram at Frank on the Radio, or email via frank@absoluteradio.co.uk.
Frank, I've got...
We'll also accept a Xerox.
Yes. Frank, I have some questions about the Judas Priest Q&A.
OK.
And other things I thought I'd never say in my entire life. How many people were in attendance
it
at
was
the
absolutely crammed. I
That's
mean,
good. I'm glad to hear that.
Every ticket was sold.
If you're going to Prism in Kingston-upon-Thames to be in a nightclub in the day, you don't want sparse attendance.
No, it was, and they were crammed in and standing, you know what I mean? Yeah. It was like a gig.
This is now the Judas Priest Q&A.
It is, I suppose it is, yeah.
Mm. Did you ask a question at the Q&A?
No, I was at the side, you know.
Oh,
I was
you
one
were
of
VIP.
Those characters at the side who stand around.
Yeah. You were like the bus driver's friend, Frank.
In fact, I've been at the side. Remember last week I told you I went to Bruce Dickinson's album signing at HMV Oxford Street, and I was at the side there. I love being at the side. And I saw a guy at the Judas Priest, and he said... I saw you at Bruce Dickinson yesterday. And I said, oh, yeah, I was there. He said, I came from Germany for these two events.
Wow.
All right.
He'd be a nice new friend for you,
Kingston's not that easy to get to for me.
I have to come use your awful trains to see my rock heroes.
Simon of Sudbury has also been in touch.
Oh, yeah.
Hi, Frank, Emily and Pierre. The missus is a hairdresser. Oh, Simon of Sudbury didn't strike me as a missus type.
No,
anyway.
But I think that's ironic.
Oh, yes. And she says that in addition to Purdy cuts back in the day, lots of customers asked for a Farrah Fawcett.
Of course.
Yes.
Of course, yeah.
Next time she cuts my hair, I'm going for the Skinner head.
The thing is that we're not getting any contemporary people, though.
Well,
no.
Andy Wood has a suggestion.
Okay.
Says, I suppose any diminutive people wishing to go on height-restricted rides at Alton Towers could opt for a Jedward to boost their chances.
Yeah, or who's Mrs. Simpson? Marge.
Oh,
Marge, yes.
I mean, the styles, maybe? I don't know. I don't know if his hair's...
Even Jedward, is that current?
Mm. Well, they're alive.
It's very Pentecostal, their hairstyle, like flames coming onto the heads of the disciples.
They do look like candles.
Yeah.
I must say as well, Andy Wood has sent in, for me, a bizarre gift.
Oh.
It's rare that I get post, but it's always welcome.
Yeah, well, me, I've been doing a Radio 4, a panel show called One Person Found This Helpful, and they send me a clip to approve every week for their social media. You know, if you do radio, now people need to see you. It's not like the old days. Mm-hmm. I listened to DJs every week and had no idea what they looked like.
Yes.
Anyway, so they send me clips of me saying funny things, and this week it's a clip of Pierre saying something. I'm not in it. It's just I'm just a smiling presence. And he's getting gifts getting sent to the show. I mean, what have I've created a monster.
That's it. Oh. We still got to do that Edinburgh Fringe run of Frankenstein.
I really want to do it. I think it could be great.
I'd genuinely be
me
up
as
for that.
I'm serious. Me as Dr. Frankenstein and Pierre as the monster. It could be brilliant.
You would be a great monster.
Thank you.
No,
that's what I want. Could we do it where it's like a sort of Black Country, like Industrial Revolution thing, where it's like
Let's not write it here.
Okay, yeah, you're right. Well, so Andy Wood's gift.
It would be a five-hander, ours, and one in a jar.
A different celebrity does the hand every night.
Yeah.
Andy Wood says, "Dear Pierre, feeling that it's high time your alter ego gets some recognition at Absolute, I've conjured up this little item to display on their wall of fame should they have one. If not, your alias must hang elsewhere." Now, this is a gift based on the fact that when I was supporting you at the Gielgud, and I introduced myself over the microphone, a lady in the audience misheard my name, and she thought I was saying, "Please welcome to the stage, Piano Billy."
Yes.
As a sort of Wild West pianist.
Yes, yeah, she thought I'd got some guy who was going to come on and go, in a waistcoat and all that.
You should see him, he plays with his eyes shut. And so Andy Wood has sort of put together, he's photoshopped a picture of my face onto a kind of old-timey Wild West pianist. The guy who leaps behind the piano when the card game goes wrong and
that's
they start
it.
Shooting.
Exactly. Whose hat is actually still on top of the piano.
The piano.
Very fine.
We should put a picture up.
And a lady called Belle might sashay
in. Yes,
she'd
exactly.
be the only lady there, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, exactly. And her and the sheriff had a bit of a thing in the old day.
And do you know what? He's very fond of her because she's got a heart of gold.
Of course. What's the caption?
Piano Billy of Absolute Wireless.
Very fine. Well, it's a lovely thing. And it looks, as I pointed out last week, Pierre very much reminds, you know, everyone's got a celebrity look-alike, I think, if you dig deep enough. I think Pierre looks very much like Bram Stoker.
Mine is Bram Stoker.
He's so
the author of Dracula. Yeah. Dracula's well known.
Yeah. It's giving Bram Stoker. Would that people comment that on my picture?
If you're going into the hairdresser and you say, "Can I have a Bram Stoker?"
Yeah.
How's that going to go down?
Honestly,
I bet you Pierre gets on the tube and people say, "That's not Bram Stoker over there, is he? Bram Stoker, is he still alive?" I bet you that happens.
Yeah.
You should go to the Whitby Goth Festival. You would be worshipped as a god.
Frank Skinner on Absolute Radio.
Frank, do you know what I've been thinking re your haircut?
How can I possibly know that?
Well, I think there is a little bit of a Kim Jong.
He gets the line, I think. I don't think he blends, does he?
He gets the line.
Oh,
or
yeah.
they get.
No, I think.
Because, you know, you've only got. There's only 15 sanctioned haircuts in North Korea.
Yeah.
But if the truth is, there's probably only 15, there's less than 15 in Britain.
Yes.
How many different haircuts do you really see?
That's true.
But at least you know where you stand there.
Yeah.
You go in, you sound like a number
seven. Generally true of North Korea. At least you know where you stand.
They should have that.
On this side of the line.
Yeah.
That should be their little slogan when you come in.
Yeah.
They should have that.
Well, I have stood in North Korea, of course, with one foot and South Korea in the other foot when I stood up when I went to the border.
Oh, right.
That was exciting.
Is that where you got the idea for the haircut from? You just happened to see him there.
Well, I find people with black hair like he's got, they can get away with the fade because you can still distinctly see the thing. But with a grey-haired man like myself...
What about Simon Cowell? Does he have the fade?
No, he doesn't have the fade. He has the...
Felt tip.
He has the centre parted... sort of Weetabix.
No, you all called it black shredded wheat.
Yeah, that's what it looks like. Yeah, it's more like Weetabix, though.
It's odd to part a tuft.
Yes.
I think that's an odd decision.
It is odd to part a tuft. I've often thought that.
People are suggesting as well you could ask for the Brad Pitt from Fury haircut.
Oh, I don't remember
the
that.
The Tank movie from a couple of years ago.
No, which I missed it.
It's a bit more mullety,
though.
I
thought he died. Is he still around, Brad Pitt?
What do you mean?
I thought his career went...
He died?
After the miners' strike, his career went down.
Oh, my God.
What if
God.
His career had been closed down as part of the Thatcher Pitt got coal?
There's no such thing as Brad Pitt.
Can you imagine, though, his agent on the phone? No, this is a mix-up! No! P-I-double-T... I don't care what the paper says.
Thatcher, Brad Pitt, Snatcher.
Exactly.
I'd love to see a documentary where, like, a really old militant miners union rep is...
But of all this terrible, like, red tape mix-up, Harvey Milk has been kidnapped. A terrible mix-up.
Oh, Frank, Moomin Mama has... I think this is a good contemporary celebrity haircut. What about the Grealish?
Oh, but that's kind of what I wanted, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that's what you should ask for.
I should ask for a Grealish.
You've got to have a headband for that, though.
Oh, no, I can't wear a headband at my age.
Why not?
Well,
adorable.
People think I've just come back from the Crimean. Just a little red dot on the front.
We have had some interesting examples I'd like to briefly share with you of haircuts.
Yeah, we were talking about people used to go into the barbers and say stuff like, I'd like a Tony Curtis haircut or a Purdy cut.
Mm. Or...
What do they say now?
Somewhat controversially, Bill Russell has suggested the Pontius Pilate.
I don't think I'd know.
Well,
it's a bit of a Phil Foden.
It's a bit of a Phil Foden, isn't it? It's kind of a bit of a Caesar crop, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yes, yes, yes.
Do you see what I mean?
It's a bit like a sort of short bowl cut.
I can't picture
it. It's that centurion chic, you know. It's if I'm honest, it's quite what you're going for in many respects.
Right.
Except it has the...
cut fringe.
Yeah, the fringe all the way around.
Line fringe.
That's the Roman emperor thing is to comb it all forward. You know comb it forward at the temples.
George Michael dabbled with that.
Yeah.
It's the Caesar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the Caesar.
And then Irene 2468 has gone for the Susanna Reid.
Oh, I don't think I'd be able to recognise that off Susanna Reid, as it were.
Okay.
Oh,
okay.
Imagine if I went into my barbers and said, can I have a Susanna Reid? I'd be absolutely flogging a dead horse.
Paul the baggy sent in an old joke. I went to the barbers and said, could you give me a Charlton Heston? He said, certainly. You damn dirty ape! Now, what would you like? How would you like your haircut? You know?
Yeah.
He had a Caesar.
He did.
Old Charlton. He loved the Caesar.
Caesar example.
I need to ask you, I'll tell you where there were some good haircuts. Ray, I like her hair. Did you see her? Mm. Did you watch the Brit TV?
I thought you meant your dog.
Well, Ray.
Oh, Ray,
won
yes.
Six Brits, and she has stolen my dog's name, but I've forgiven her.
One of
for that.
The Brits I really liked is I think Clara Amfo came on stage and said, oh, yeah, you won this one as well, and just sort of give it as a. Well, I thought, hold on. Don't they all get a ceremony?
Yeah. It's a sort of afterthought.
So she just won one. She was off. She said, oh, yeah, you might as well have this one as well while you're up here. The best songwriter. Sorry.
It's the end of the day. It'll go off if we don't give it,
yeah, exactly.
Give it to you.
You know, we're running a bit late.
We'd rather someone had it.
They're getting her up to take them in pairs to save time.
Yeah, they couldn't be bothered.
There are pictures of her with armfuls. You know you've done well when you've got armfuls of trophies.
Yeah, that is, that's like Taylor Swift at the Grammys, isn't it? The armful of trophies just photo.
Trophies spilling from your grasp.
Oh, man. I mean, it's greedy.
Did you watch this?
I did watch.
Did you? Did you like the pants? A lot of pants. It's just basically pants now, isn't
pants?
It? Well, that's all they wear. It's just pants.
Oh,
now.
I'm too old to notice that.
People showing up in their pants.
How can you not notice? No one wears. It's literally or any semblance of dressing on the lower half has been abandoned. It's just pants. I quite like it, really.
Okay.
It's liberating.
Pants, yeah. and a bum.
What? Well, obviously, and a bum.
But a bum was out.
Oh, yeah, there was that woman...
C-Matt.
Who I assumed was Kerry's Matthews doing a sort of a J-Lo. It was a completely different person.
I thought C-Matt was one of those high number channels on a hotel TV. Oh. Sort of all financial news from Macau. And you go, right, C-Matt. Yeah,
C-Matt.
I accidentally put on C-Matt and I watched it for half an hour.
I thought it was an old sea dog. I thought that was her name.
Or C-Matt. Billy and C-Matt.
We'll go into this in depth, but C-Matt, because they've all got names like, you know, in the old days there used to be people like Dave Ellis would win a Brit.
And now
they're called stuff like PE Cupboard. I mean, when did that change? Oh, I'm getting old.
We're talking about the Brits.
Well, we're talking about C-Matt. Now,
yeah,
C-Matt, she had a dress which revealed the top half of her behind.
Of her buttocks.
And she tried to stand behind the presenter and forefront there.
Mm.
And they... when I saw it, they just sort of filmed elsewhere, but I'm told in the final thing they pixelated her... upper bottom.
For decency.
Now she...
Because the Brits are big on decency.
Yeah, she made a valid point, I thought, C-Matt.
What did she say?
She said, why is it that top cleavage is completely acceptable at these events, but bottom cleavage isn't? Well, obviously, I mean, the stakes are higher.
Yes.
But it's a good point. I would be utterly delighted... if they started pixelated top cleavage at those events, that would be brilliant, wouldn't it?
It would be very watching the Brits from Dubai.
Yeah, but if there was an AI thing that just automatically...
just detected it.
Yeah, and pixelated the cleavage, that would
accidentally pixelated Gordon Ramsay's forehead and things.
It would be...
I think you should have the option to pixelate things you'd rather not see.
I think that... Why should that be different from bomb cleavage?
Do you think that people watching from extremely sort of restrictive countries, they try and watch the Brits and think, I wonder which blur... will win this award. Yeah. I like the
what
singing.
What if Blur wins? They must get really confused. But
like
if you had AI technology that automatically pixelated top cleavage, it could be called Bust Ghosters. You can have that, Mr. Boffin, listening at home, thinking I'm working on my new AI pixelation tech. You can have it.
I like the idea that anyone involved in like AI and computer technology and the internet is doing it to lessen the amount of cleavage people see.
Yeah, exactly. I'm trying to be optimistic.
See, Matt said... look, give the people what they want.
I don't know if the people want that. But
well,
that,
I'm just telling
would.
You what C-Matt said.
I think C-Matt makes a valid point about cleavage bigotry.
It was an interesting dress as well. It was sort of from the front, it looked very much like a...
Oh, that's a bit creepy. It was an interesting dress.
Well, it was odd. It was unusual, I think. From the front, it was very much...
It was
much
very well, respectable.
From the front, it was very... well, of course, my... first late husband.
Yeah.
It was
and
very,
from the back.
From the back, it was like a sort of a oval porthole window through which a bum
more,
was peeking.
It was a bit more, what does a girl have to do to get a drink around here?
Yeah, but it wasn't. I didn't think it was pushing the barriers particularly. I thought it was...
I think
yeah,
it was,
but your bar is quite
I
low.
Seem to remember Shirley Bassey used to favour a sort of half... half...
backless dress.
Thing. Yeah.
It looked like, to me, if you were swimming... if you were sort of underwater diving near a submarine and you accidentally caught one of the submariners getting changed through a porthole window.
Mm. Oh.
That's what it looked like. It's
I'd listen to this podcast, the bro podcast, about the bum cleavage.
If you think this is a bro-y discussion, you must never download any of those podcasts.
Well, also, she was...
Joe Rogan saying, interesting dress. No.
She was outraged at the pixelation, C-Matt.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
She was.
Curious.
That's what she said, give the people what they want.
Yeah, but bum. We're all trying that. But what do they want?
Bum.
What do they? What do the people want, Frank?
I think they want stupid people saying stupid things with not many clothes on. As far as from what I've seen on television,
I've seen that show.
More on the Brits coming up.
Well, at least they're playing some instruments and things. About four of them.
Talking about the Brits, Are you a fan of Cass is Dead?
I don't, what is that? I mean, so I should
this
say.
This is Frank watching the Brits.
But can
what
I say,
is that?
Can I say, in all honesty, I think it's. I've always thought it's amazing that there is music which I just can't get that people absolutely love and it's at the centre of their life, like stuff I like. I choose six tracks a week on this show.
Yeah.
I think every one I pick is better than anything I heard at the Brits. But that's me. But obviously, people love this stuff. I mean, you got to like if somebody wins, was it seven or six Brits?
Six, yeah.
I mean, you got to give them that person has done something right this year.
Well, she was nominated for seven because it was twice in one. Category.
So she couldn't have. She won as many
as
she could.
Yeah, she won as many as she could have.
Oh, wow. What I liked about her as well, we're talking about Ray now, who was the star of the night, is that she unashamedly credited the Nazarene for her success. Chew on that, hipsters.
I thought you'd like that, Frank. Yeah. Well, she said because at one point she brought her nan with her, and I love an old nan at the Brits. And well, you took me 1 year, in fact, Frank. Thank you so much for that. And
did little Sims, did she took her mum up or something?
So I'm still loving you saying, referencing little Sims.
No, but it's a bit like Bradley Walsh sticking his son onto Gladiator. It's the thing now, isn't it? You bring your family member with you.
Is Nepo Nana a thing then?
Oh,
Nepo baby.
Yeah, all the other grandmas going, she's only there because of who her granddaughter is.
Exactly.
I'd be at the Brits if I.
Yeah.
Well, it's all right, isn't it, if you've got contacts.
But it has become a thing. It's a bit like. It's a bit like Reader's Digest saying your family can join as well. They can subscribe for less money. Yeah. Have like a family ticket. Yeah. It is like that.
So she brought the nan on, and the nan. I do think though it was because no one helped the nan, which I didn't like.
No, that was terrible. The nan was struggling up the stairs, and there was all these men just looking at her. What you give her
Leave
a hand?
Her. She must learn.
Why didn't they help the nan? Because they should have checked the accessibility.
I did like that. The nan had got Pentecostal churchgoer written all over her. She must have been a central figure in the.
Eyes shut, hands in the air.
Yeah. I also liked what the nan looked when Ray was. You know, it was very moving. I thought she was very emotional, but the nan looked like she was sort of saying, pull yourself together.
Yes, she was. I like that. But that was the sensible nan. All right, calm down.
She kept saying, okay.
But it was very, I mean, Ray came across really well. It was very moving. This is a woman who I think made something like five albums with Polydor and they wouldn't release any of them because they didn't like them enough. And now she's a major star. But
there
was a bit in the midst of all this emotional resurrection when Ray said, what would be a good thing is if you started normalising giving songwriters master loyalty points. And she said it could be net costs. And I thought, is this a meeting? We're having a meeting now. You've come up so many times, you thought, we must have a meeting. I thought, should I have my accountant watching with me? Just won an award. What are you talking about?
It would be amazing to do like the Oscars and then for a little projector screen to come down, bar charts, laser pointer.
I mean, master loyalty point.
It all got a
royalty,
bit,
I suppose.
It all got a bit T's and C's, didn't it?
I thought, not now, right?
Well, you you say that, all the accountants in the audience in the boxes...
Oh, they must have loved their costs.
Oh, they said, oh, this is getting good. I'll be bored all evening.
Yeah, exactly.
Now.
I love this
music,
one.
But this bit... Oh, my master lot of royalty points. I'm in.
Gross and next.
But that was a bizarre... I thought, should I be taking notes on this?
Oh, I've just been in. I've just had a correzione from someone.
Okay. Oh. Let's see if I can find the.
Koonsberg, just two syllables M. So it should be Koonsberg.
It is Koonsberg.
I do apologise.
Yeah, I thought, you know, I hear people say mischievous.
Oh, I can't bear that. I do apologise, everyone, for my Koonsberg.
Do you want the worst mixed jingle in British radio?
I like it. It sounds so retro.
Correzione, correzione, ole, ole.
You were saying in like sort of Königsberg.
Have I done the housekeeping yet?
Oh, I do apologise. I went too early.
Frank Skinner, Absolute Radio, Emily Dean, Pierre Nefeli. Text the show on 8 12 15. Follow us on X and Instagram at Frank on the Radio. Email frank@absoluteradio.co.uk.
I like that. It was like we ran a cleaning company together. Have I done the housekeeping yet?
I miss from TV in the 90s when they started giving television shows email addresses, and sometimes they would say full stop.
Oh, would they?
Full stop.
That was when they used to say like ///
HTTP. They'd say www dot. Yeah. You can contact us on www.
Yeah, it's always had org in it as well. .org. Oh, no, I'm not interested in that, thank you.
Now, listen, 474 has got in touch.
Yeah.
Morning, Frank. The Jack Grealish... is known locally in Birmingham as the Short Jack and Sides.
Very good.
That's good.
That's from Simon in Sutton Coldfield.
Oh, yes. Is that Royal Sutton Coldfield?
Is it Royal?
That's what it used to be known as. Yeah. Oh. I think it's officially still called Royal Sutton Coldfield.
Like Bognor Regis.
I'm a bit suspicious of anywhere that calls itself Royal.
Oh, that's Royal Bognor Regis.
Well, it's the Regis bit is the Royal bit.
Oh, of course.
They decided to go fancy.
God, there's a Rowley Regis in the back country. That can't have had any royal visits.
Maybe someone needed something making.
Parachuted, maybe, World War II.
Let's get back to the Brits.
Yes, let's get back to the Brits.
So we've had Ray and her Nana. Oh, Ray, by the way. Did you see? She also went barefoot.
I don't like that.
Do you not, Frank?
I don't know if you've ever tried walking barefoot around anything where television is happening, but there's often staples and screws and all. It's a real mistake.
Bits of insulation tape.
She did the slippers as well for the red carpet.
Yeah, slippers is a good thing.
What do you think of that?
Well, anything to avoid a verruca. I mean, what if she'd got a verruca from Kylie Minogue or something like that?
That would be a great gossip magazine cover. Got a verruca from Kylie Minogue.
Of course,
inside.
If Kylie Minogue arrived with a verruca, that makes one of the incidents that happened that night even worse.
It
makes it a bit like, what's that tequila that's got the worm in it? That's what it would have been like.
Yes.
They drank, and I'm putting all this in inverted commas, they drank out of Kylie Minogue's shoes.
But were they? Because I saw those shoes, and trust me, they weren't the kind of shoes Kylie Minogue would be wearing.
I don't have any doubt that they'd said to Kylie before, can we do the shoey thing as an Australian thing? And she said, well, down now, babe. And they'd said to her, look, we're not going to use your actual shoes. We'll set a pair of hygiene, absolutely super clean...
boiled high heels.
...shoe with glass interiors.
I'm still reeling from the Kylie Minogue Alf from Home and Away.
That's how she talks. I'm not drinking out of
Castle
the shoe.
That bludger. That mongrel.
You bloody larrikin. I'm not drinking out of a shoe.
That's how she sounds.
I am a mongrel.
Oh, Alf.
Oh, Alf. I miss Alf, don't you, Frank?
Ios. Remember, his partner was Isles.
Yeah. Beautiful. It was no Harold Bishop, but, you know. No. Anyway.
But what is?
So, yes, I don't think that she took her shoe off and they drank out of it.
I think you're right.
I bet it was glass. I bet it was actually a glass.
No, because I looked at those shoes. Mm. I know a fair bit about fashion, as you know, from a previous life.
Mm.
Sorry, this is a new puppet character we've created. <Yeah. laughs> And I've got to say, Frank, those shoes, they had a plastic sticker on the bottom.
Oh.
You know how you get? You know what I mean.
Thank God C-Mat didn't. No, the whole thing was set up. They weren't drinking out of a... I mean, it's... Anyway, more in a second.
Frank Skinner on Absolute Radio.
Also, this idea that it's an Australian thing, drinking out the shoe.
A shoey.
What, the shoey?
I, in the 70s, drank Kestrel Lager out of a woman's plimsoll. And the reason I did it
Glamorous
is...
Glamorous laugh.
I'd watched...
G-L-A-M.
Makes a man think things over.
I had watched...
Up, down, go.
Champagne jollies me dive.
I mean, Frank, sorry, let me just go back. You drank Kestrel Lager.
Do you remember Kestrel Lager?
No. Yeah. I know what it is. I've seen people on TV with it.
Have
dramas.
Yeah.
In gritty dramas.
Oh, yeah, in gritty dramas, you might.
And it's you drunk that out of a lady's plimsoll. Green plimsoll. Flash?
No, it was a very plain, straight lace-up, no real branding. Probably Empire-made sticker on the bottom.
OK, sounds quite cool, actually, Ben.
Yeah. Well, me and this woman, we used to have these competitions, because we both got quite sweaty feet.
Mm.
So
this story is not getting better.
So if you get a parquet floor, is it parquet, the wooden floor, and you take your shoe off and put your stocking feet on it, the winner was the one with the darkest mark.
Oh, my Lord.
And she thought she'd... I mean, in the female category, she was a definite winner. But once I introduced... Put it this way, you could drink out of one of my shoes without having to put any liquid into it. But anyway, I'd seen it. The reason it happened is I'd seen it in an old... Do you remember Gainsborough movies? There used to be old black and white costume, light sort of drama things. There's a famous story about... there's a bloke ran a cinema in the Midwest of America, and... He wrote, this story was framed in this guy's office. He wrote to this British film distributor who'd been sending him lots of these Gainsborough movies. And he wrote a letter saying, please don't send me no more of them films where the guy writes with a feather. So I'd seen one of those films where the guy writes with a feather and they're drunk out of a lady's slipper. So it's an whole...
Yeah, it's a big, old-fashioned thing.
Yeah, yeah.
But I can handle that. A fragrant lady's satin slipper.
Yeah.
Or glass.
I don't want a Kylie's boots.
I don't want some smelly old Styles trainer.
No, but, you know, I was intoxicated, to say the least. But
with the woman?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, the Kestrel?
Obviously. That wasn't my first drink of the night, was that out of that plimsoll.
Just in a little aperitivo out of the shoe.
Yeah, the damage was done by then. Don't worry about that. That was an addendum.
Frank Skinner. Absolute Radio.
Just quickly regarding the shoey, because Kylie Minogue had to do a shoey.
Had to.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, as long as she could advertise her own signature.
Kylie's rosé.
I'll do it if it's more rosé. That's what she said. Exactly. She demanded it. But the Australian Prime Minister, Anthony Albanese. He had to comment on it as an Australian, as the global representative of Australian culture.
They love commenting on stuff, Australian Prime Minister.
Prime Minister, what do you think of Kylie's shoey? That's what they asked him, yeah. I imagine. Or he just felt the need to say something.
Did he say, let every blossom bloom?
Yeah, that's it, yeah. Oh, I don't mind. Well, he did say something close to that. He said, I'm far too neat and far too clean. It's something that I would never do. I think it's a bit weird myself, Albanese said before hastily adding, I'm not judgmental about it, mind you.
No.
Sounds like you are.
Yeah.
Can I just say that such Aussie Prime Minister? I think it's a bit weird myself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mind you, I was glad to see Bring Me the Horizon winning rock or best alternative.
In my opinion, it was a bloody disgrace. They pixelated C-Matt's buttocks. Let him out.
Let live, I say.
Yeah, I like the idea of the Aussie Prime Minister thinking, I'm not judgmental about it, mind you, just thinking,
it's a tradition.
At home, they'll be throwing shoes full of beer at the TV if they see me criticising this
won't like that.
Tradition.
I don't remember it, you know, in my day.
Well, you were there.
Well, I was there, but my parents weren't shoey types.
No.
I don't think so.
I like the idea of them at a dinner party. Shall we all do a shoey? Go on, let's do a shoey.
No, I don't. It's not hygienic, I'm sure. What about if you drank a Veruca?
Oh.
That'd be terrible.
Okay. That's charming.
Oh, here's the thing. I was at home yesterday and my partner said, I was upstairs working.
In your little office?
In my little office. And my partner phoned me rather than walk upstairs. And said, do you want to come and see Rachel's new fridge? Rachel is my sister-in-law, sister. And I thought,
I thought it was one of the groups up for an award.
And I thought,
Rachel's new fridge.
My sister-in-law.
My sister-in-law, yeah. I'd go and see Rachel's new fridge. Probably that would be a good band.
Yeah.
Sounds like my kind of music. But I thought, A, why do I want to see a fridge? And B, have I got to go to her house now, which is up the road, uphill, to see a fridge?
Also, what are you, like some wife in Mad Men?
Yeah.
Rachel's just got a new fridge.
I'm not walking up the road for white goods. Anyway, and then I said, why do I want to see that? She said, she just wants to see what we all think of it.
Right.
Really?
In an era as well of you know, you could be sent footage of the fridge to your phone.
Yeah, well, she was downstairs, as it turned out, and I thought, well, she hasn't got the fridge with her, surely. Anyway, I realised she'd said fringe. So she had dropped into our house on her way back from the hairdressers to see what we thought of her new fringe.
Oh.
And what did you think?
So me and she said, shall I come up? I said, no, I said, let's meet halfway. So I sat on the stairs with Boz and she arrived with her new fringe. And we really stared at her. She stood there. You know, I rarely stare at human beings.
No, it's not your way.
No, you can get killed doing that.
Yeah.
Not by family, sure.
So we really sat and stared at her. And
hang on, why didn't you instantly say it looks amazing?
Well, because, you know, you got to let it settle in
a bit. No, you don't.
Anyway, I said, I was looking at it and she said, you really like it, don't you? I said, you know what? I do. It's a tremendous success.
Good.
And Boss said, yeah, I like it as well. And she said, oh, right. I said, no, really, the more I look at it, the more I like it. She says, great. And she went home.
What I like about Rachel is that she very brilliantly led the witness.
No,
she said you really like it, and
but she read my. I suppose the way I was looking and my cold judgment stare must have turned into a warm seal of approval,
a slight twinkle.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And yeah, it looked great.
Did Kath like it?
Yeah, well, now Kath's having. Would it be wrong if I had a fringe? And I said, well, that. I mean, it's a bit blatant. If you just get one now. I'm not getting one, in case you're wondering. I'd look a bit dumb and dumber.
Frank Skinner on Absolute Radio.
Well, we've got Mr. Butler. Butler!
Oh, God, I hate you, Butler.
Anyone missed, or I do think, outraged carry-on woman?
You're
right. Mr. Fiddler.
Yeah.
Mr. Butler.
Mr. Butler has been in
when
touch.
When I used to hang around with Steve Coogan a lot, he used to do this impression of, as he called it, old rep actors that were on Some Mothers Do Have Them, that when they were exasperated, like interviewing the interviewers, would go, oh, Mr. Smagster, just go, leave, really overdo it. Just leave me alone.
There's always those actors you can hear them say, I always think comedy should be played absolutely straight.
Yeah, exactly.
Mr. Butler says, a few months back, someone asked the barber in Owen Street in Tipton for the Jack Dawson from Titanic.
Oh, now Jack Dawson would be, I'm guessing, Leo.
Yeah.
The barber was so young he had to look it up on his phone.
Mm.
Jack Dawson was Leo. What was his hair? It was a bit similar to what you're going for.
It was curtains.
Well, it was curtains. Curtains. Well, it was. Oh, yes, I saw the end of it. It was curtains.
It was curtains.
It was. Spoiler. Sorry for spoiling there.
wet curtains. Yes.
Sarah Bernard.
Mm.
Not that one.
No.
Says a friend of mine asked for a Jareth the Goblin King. I've seen photographic evidence, and she definitely got what she asked for.
Well, who is Jareth the Goblin King?
That, he'll know that.
It's David Bowie from Labyrinth.
Oh.
You remind me of the Babe. Or that.
You know, I don't know if I've ever seen Labyrinth.
It's got puppets in.
I know. It's not like me to miss a puppet-based feature film.
No, and it's got David Bowie and his big special
tension all around the room.
Well, he is in a very tight pair of tights, prancing around.
He did that a lot.
Chatting to puppets.
And Thomas has said that someone in the barbers the other day asked for a Jacob Elordi.
Mm-hmm.
Are you familiar with his work?
Yes, well,
tell Frank who it is.
Who is that?
The handsome fella from Saltburn.
Have you seen Saltburn?
No.
Okay. I like the way, whenever you ask Frank if he's seen something.
Isn't it another drama without aliens?
No, I know, but Frank, you can't just watch aliens.
Jacob Elordi is Australian as well, isn't he?
I will occasionally stretch to a dragon.
See, it's strange that we get
tight fisted wizard
on Channel 5.
Jacob Elordi's Australian, isn't he?
That's
actually
my Twitter handle, tight fisted wizard.
Do you think Jacob Elordi's done a shoey?
Who was the guy I was on that which should not be named Sunday brunch? With a guy called Archie, I think he was.
Yes, Archie Madeque.
Yeah, right. He's a co-star.
Yeah.
It's not a
Sunday brunch. Sunday brunch.
What happened? Did they ever ask you back on?
No.
Do you think that's it? No.
I'll never get my golden mug. I fell three appearances short.
Well, you did say, Frank, in the middle of the show, I thought this was a rehearsal.
It was deconstruction. That's, you know, it's a bona fide, critical, analytical.
You brought a Brechtian vibe to Sunday Brunch.
I did.
And they resented it.
They should have thanked me for it.
What did they say to you on air, Frank? They said
Stop being so negative, is what they said. I mean, did they say that to Jacques Lacan or Jacques Derrida? No, they didn't. They never said it to Jacques Derrida, ever.
Sunday brunch.
Frank Skinner on Absolute Radio.
Ruth Jordan?
Yes.
We love a bit of Ruth Jordan.
I thought we were going to go a whole show without us contacting. I thought she was in a huff about something.
No, she's not got a cob on. What's your favourite expression, by the way, for being angry? Because cob on is northern, isn't it? I learnt that from a Mancunian.
I like Mardy.
Oh, fine. What do they say in Birmingham when they're upset with someone?
Shut up. Know. I've always liked miffed, but I don't think
miffed.
That's a Birmingham thing.
I like peaked.
They're a bit miffed.
Ruth Jordan, didn't Frank used to live near a shop?
There is one, actually, in Birmingham, but I don't think I can say the first. There's a four-letter word that begins with A, which is
not, I don't like the sound of
slightly
that.
Relevant to CMAT. And they'd say he's got his in his hands.
Oh.
If he was in a sulk.
Well, there were two in Australia they used to use.
Oh, yeah.
Which was, have you got a set on me?
Okay.
And I think Emma's got a bluey. Bluey, they used to say.
Oh. Okay. Bluey, of course, the popular Australian cartoon.
Yeah. Yeah. You've got a Bluey, do a Shoey.
Do you know, that'd
you
be
could
great.
Probably go on for a long time with Australian words that end like that.
Easy
you
to should. Be an Australian poet.
Yeah, and then
easy.
I'll sniff a bit of gluey. Oh, sorry, I don't know. Can I say that we on Absolute Radio do
Frank?
Not approve, etc.
No,
et
glue is for sticking things.
Yes.
Very 70s as well. Mm-hmm. Ruth Jordan, didn't Frank used to live near a shop that sold massive shoes?
Yes.
They would be the best value for a shoe to drink out of.
Oh, God, Kylie, if you drunk out of one of those
tiny.
Shoes, you'd be slaughtered.
Because Kylie is, of course, the same size as me on the shoe front.
Well, she's like a 4.5.
No, 3. We're both 3.
Wow.
Yes, we're both 3.
Do you need a snowshoe in the winter?
Mind your own beeswax.
Okay.
Yeah, that would just be, that's like doing a shot.
What size are you, Pierre? No agenda.
12.
I'm a 3, he's a 12.
Yeah. And they're different, the men and women's sizes as well. Like a men's 3 is still bigger than ladies' 3.
Is that right?
Yeah, they've got weird...
I never knew that.
Yes, because...
I love it when I learn a new fact.
Well, here's a new fact. A friend of mine worked on a shoot for a men's magazine with Sven-Göran Eriksson.
Oh, yeah.
Is he still with us?
He's ill, but he's operation.
Okay.
He's going to manage Liverpool, his great dream, in a friendly type, not against Man City. That's where I think kindness and compassion probably hits a brick wall.
I think this feels benign enough to mention. I'm sure he'd be confused.
No, I think we all wish him our best.
He was size 4.5, I think.
You are joking.
Oh, what?
Men's size.
Yeah. What?
But that was men's size.
If I was
so
a size 4,
bigger.
If I had 4.5 size feet, it would look like I had hooves. My feet would just go straight down like pillars.
Sven couldn't have had.
Yeah.
He could have stood in a. Jog. I'm not saying you would have wanted to.
Get in the jog,
GQ
Sven.
GQ menswear.
He could have starred in, like, the Premier League trophy.
Yeah. It
looked like a great publicity shot.
He would look like
a
genie coming out of a
lamp. Yeah.
You ain't never had a friend like me.
That would have great.
Swedish accent.
You'll never have a friend like me. 4.5, Frank.
Wow. That is astonishing. Is that a Swedish 4.5, though?
I'll have to ring the ex-men's wear specialist on GQ magazine, but they did tell me he was a 4.5. Gosh.
Gentleman's Quarterly.
Yes.
Any road up... our tour starts on Tuesday. We're in Belfast and then we're in Dublin and we're all over the place, me and Pierre.
Oh, yeah.
So come and see us. There's still a handful of seats left, except in Aberdeen where there's about 8,000.
Well, and also in the little Easter break, I'm doing a run at Soho Theatre in London. So when you're celebrating the Nazarene, I will be... maintaining my form, hopefully, from the tour.
God,
so Aberdeen, I'll get some tickets there.
Yeah, I don't know what it is with Aberdeen. I think it must be the granite. Anyway, thanks for listening to us this morning. If the good Lord spares us and the creeks don't rise, we'll be back again this time next week. Now get out.
This is Frank Skinner. This is Absolute Radio.